The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the March issue of Scout Life. We're going to begin on page 2, Hitch and Rack. I found a lot of really good information from your articles recently on how to make the fastest Pinewood Derby car, and I wish I had known about that when I was in Cub Scouts. I even like how you have a bunch of images of cool-looking cars that people have made in the past. I noticed a lot of cars were larger than the piece of wood in the kit or had fancy accessories. I was surprised you didn't actually have a guide for this. Some useful things to include might be what materials people commonly use as decorations, as well as tutorials for applying the decorations to the cars. That's from Brandon Kay in Naperville, Illinois.
I always say feedback is a gift. It's no box of grubs, but it's still a win for us to know what scouts want to read about. My co-workers asked me to mention that they, in fact, do not want readers to send in boxes of grubs. They say that's an eagle-specific preference. Who knew? Well, get to work on providing more design tutorials for all the Pinewood Derby dream cars out there. Sorry we missed your time in Cub Scouting, Brandon, but we want any Cub Scout reading to check out some of the cool ways they can add lights, sounds, and decals to their car. Thanks to our friends at the Scout Shop for providing tutorials at go.scoutlife.org.pwdkits.
Get ready for championship men's and women's college basketball. You can catch it all during March Madness on CBS, TBS, TNT, and True TV. Men and ESPN and ESPN2, women. Last year, Louisiana State University won the Women's Division National Championship after beating Iowa 102-85. On the men's side, the University of Connecticut beat San Diego State 76-59. Get excited. Summertime is on its way. Check out these cool camps. Camp La Noche, Central Florida Council, location Paisley, Florida. Slip and Slide. Camp La Noche is situated a short drive from the ocean, which allows for off-site deep-sea fishing expeditions. You can stay at camp and find plenty of aquatic opportunities at La Noche, two pools, one of which features a water slide. The camp's lake also offers chances for small boat sailing, canoeing, rowing, water sports, and fishing. Into the Muck. One camp tradition is hiking to the Big Stump, a tree stump that takes about an hour to reach. It might be quicker to get there if you didn't have to trudge through mud and muck. Complete the hike through the muddy terrain and earn a special patch. Native History. The camp invites a Native American educator to teach the Indian lore merit badge. You can learn about the tribes that inhabited Florida and see relics, regalia, and toys that date back hundreds of years while earning a merit badge. On Thursday nights, the camp hosts a Native American powwow. Gorham Scout Ranch, Great Southwest Council, location, Chimayo, New Mexico. Rev up. Explore then 10 miles of trails on an all-terrain vehicle. Gorham is one of a select group of camps nationwide that offers a course to learn to safely operate an ATV. Slice of the Southwest. At an elevation of 7,200 feet, Expect cool temperatures during the day and even cooler ones at night. The nighttime skies are beautiful, and the camp hosts star parties during which you can study the heavens with a telescope. Learn about the history of the 2,650-acre camp as it shows evidence of use by the neighboring Native American Pueblos for thousands of years. All that glitters. When you do your laundry after a week at Gorham, you might notice your clothes will be a little sparkly. That's because the dirt at camp consists of mica flakes, which glitter in the sunlight. You'll go home not only with great memories, but also a little pieces of camp itself. Protecting Philmont. Scouts help maintain the ecosystem at this high adventure base. As the guys of Troop 187 from Kennesaw, Georgia, trekked through Philmont Scout Ranch's backcountry this past June, they noticed bare, charred tree trunks, the remains of a massive wildfire. That devastating blaze, the Ute Park Fire, consumed more than 36,000 acres and forced treks to be canceled in 2018. The blackened timber reminded the scouts of how important conservation work is for our environment. As part of a 12-day trip, the troop sawed and moved down trees, which staff members could easily burn later, reducing the amount of potential wildfire fuel. It can help prevent or minimize the damage that happens during fire, says Gavin Tate, 15, a Life Scout with Troop 187. By doing that, we help something big like that from happening. You too can help protect this natural treasure in northern New Mexico that scouts have loved for generations. A history of conservation. Since 1939, Philmont has provided a rugged place for scouts to backpack and explore. With more than 140,000 acres, 315 miles of trails, and dotted with dozens of backcountry camps, it's the world's largest camp and the world's largest youth camp. More than 1 million participants have visited since it opened, and everyone who goes on a trek serves the camp in some way before heading home. They've improved trails, fought erosion, and removed overgrown vegetation. The work helps future generations enjoy the ranch. If you do 3 hours of conservation work during your trek, you can earn the iconic Philmont Expedition Arrowhead patch. Crews that log 10 hours of work can get the 50-miler award, another honor available at Philmont. The traditional 12, 9, and 7-day treks each include 1 day to complete 3 hours of conservation work. However, you can sign up for other treks that offer more opportunities to serve. Maintaining the balance. Over the past 15 years, and especially after the Ute Park Fire, conservation projects have focused on stream restoration, trail building, and wildfire mitigation. Stream restoration battles erosion. Building trails cuts down on human impact by defining pathways, and wildfire mitigation removes fire fuel. Simply getting rid of overgrown brush can transform the environment. Not only does it reduce wildfire risks, but it also cuts down on competition for space and light, allowing native grasses and wildflowers to flourish. Seeds that have sat dormant for decades can finally sprout and grow. This encourages deer, birds, and rodents to make the place home. Here are some specialized programs in which you can concentrate on conservation. Trail crew treks develop your conservation and leadership skills during 2 weeks that explore the field of environmental stewardship. Order the Arrow Trail Crew is a 14-day trek. Scouts spend a week constructing trails followed by a custom 7-day itinerary. Spend 12 days on a STEM trek exploring the backcountry while examining the science, technology, engineering, and math underlying Philmont and its most popular programs and activities. The Roving Outdoor Conservation School offers a 21-day experience of working on conservation service projects, meeting resource management professionals, and protecting Philmont's unique landscapes. improve the health of Philmont's forest during a one-week spring break program called Phil Break. Feel accomplished. Scouts who have gone on specialized programs have built long-time bonds with their fellow crew members. Of course, any trek at Philmont can become transformational. Just as everyone does a service project, everyone returns home from experiences that are hard to find anywhere else. You can go backpacking, mountain biking, horseback riding, burrow packing, gold panning, and rock climbing. From witnessing the sunrise atop the 9,003-foot-tall Tooth of Time to tackling the next daunting hill with your friends, you can have a lot of fun while discovering your inner strength. You don't remember the easy stuff as you remember the hard stuff, Gavin says. Day four had probably the worst hill. I realized how well I did on that day, but it was still a really hard day. I know myself better now. I know I can do that hard stuff. Alps, mountaineering, Philmont Scout Ranch is partnering with ALPS Mountaineering to support the Wilderness GIA program, an outdoor experience that involves conservation and sustainability efforts. GIA is the Spanish word for guide. Find out more about the program and how you can become part of a journey that leaves a lasting impact on the pristine landscapes we cherish at go.scoutlife.org/wilderness-pledge. Where will you go? Philmont Scout Ranch is one of the BSA's four national high adventure bases. Here's what others have in store for you. The Summit Bechtel Reserve in West Virginia offers treks on kayaks, whitewater rafts, ATVs, and bikes. Or you can try the Summit Experience, which includes BMX, skateboarding, mountain biking, zip lines, canopy tours, and more. go.scoutlife.org/summit. Northern Tier serves up epic lake hopping, canoe treks, and winter camping experiences from its bases in northern Minnesota and Canada. go.scoutlife.org/northern-tier. Seabase in Florida lets you explore the ocean from the surface and below with adventures focused on scuba diving, sailing, fishing, coral restoration, and more. go.scoutlife.org/seabase. Scouting is full of adventures. Visit go.scoutlife.org/adventure to find the adventures that await. Continue to get excited. Page 16. Camp Strake. Sam Houston Area Council, location, Cold Spring, Texas. Blast off! Collaborating with NASA, Camp Strake is offering out-of-this-world experiences, including field trips to nearby Space Center Houston and Johnson Space Center. You can get a behind-the-scenes tour at the space flight training and control facilities. Meet an astronaut and communicate with astronauts on the International Space Station. Cool down. Revive yourself at Camp Strake's one-of-a-kind cool zone by the lakefront. There's plenty to do at the 27-acre lake, like fishing tournaments, kayaking, rowing, an obstacle course, and riding a zip line over the water. You can also grab some ice cream at the trading post. Go on a hike. The 2,800-acre property is located near the 129-mile Lone Star Hiking Trail, the longest trail in Texas. Off-site adventures include hiking part of this trail. You can also stay on-site and enjoy the 5 miles of hiking trails. Heritage Reservation, Laurel Heights Council, location, Farmington, Pennsylvania. The American Spirit. The three camps on this 2,000-acre property are patriotically named Camp Independence, Camp Liberty, and Camp Freedom. The surrounding area is rich and historical sites and forts from the French and Indian War and the American Revolution War. At camp, the place to visit is Heritage Hub, where scouts play games, ride a zip line, and on Wednesday nights, savors more and deep-fried sandwich cookies. Ride a bike. Know how to ride a bike? Great. You can tackle the BMX dirt track. Don't know how to ride? That's okay. The camp staff will teach you. And by the end of the week, you should be able to go on the track, too. Lake time. You can play tennis, hit the hiking trails, or try the low ropes cope course. Another favorite activity spot is the 270-acre Lake Courage. Go motorboating, water skiing, and small boat sailing. Each of the three camps has a waterfront, so aquatic fun is always close by. McNeil Scout Ranch at Peaceful Valley, Greater Colorado Council, location Elbert, Colorado. Follow the story. Staff skits are a lot of fun to watch during a campfire, but at McNeil Scout Ranch, they're part of an ongoing story. You won't want to be late to the daily flag ceremonies as the skits continue and prompt related games and contests. You might be inspired to fine-tune your acting skills at the Camp's Hollywood-themed lodge where the theater merit badge is offered. Ready, aim! If you want to try shooting sports, McNeil Scout Ranch has facilities to trap, skeet, and five-stand shotgun. There's also a place for rifle shooting, field archery, and tomahawk throwing. One of the programs for older scouts focuses on week-long shooting sports experience, which caps off with cowboy action shooting. Let's ride! The camp offers more than 40 merit badges, including horsemanship. You can not only trail ride, but also dinner rides and overnighters when available. You can go off-site to ride down Cache 3 Rapids in the camp's Whitewater program. Curtis S. Reed, Scout Reservation, Greater Hudson Valley Council, location Brant Lake, New York. Gem of the Adirondacks, set on 1,000 acres and surrounded by six lush forested mountains, Camp Red features four sites, Wabika, Buckskin, Summit Base, and Stem Ranch. Enjoy the national settings at each, like the caves of Wabika at the lake at the Summit Base, where you can ride a zip line, splash into the water, swim to shore, and do it all again. Let's eat. You can choose your dining experience at Camp Reed. In Buckskin, you can head to the dining hall. In Wabika, you cook at your campsite. All the cooking equipment is provided, including a propane stove on a shepherder stove. Don't forget to stop by the trading post during the week to grab a refreshing slushy. To the Summit. The Summit Base focuses on high adventure fun, canoe and backpacking treks, zip lining, mountain biking, and climbing the 60-foot-tall tower. It's for everyone, with first-year campers invited to try some of the activities, too. You'll still have time to earn a few of the 50 merit badges offered and head over to the Stem Ranch to learn skill trades and technical skills or even go for a horse ride. Shopee Scout Reservation at Lost Valley, Orange County Council, location Warner Springs, California. Somebody's got to do it. Roll up your sleeves and get dirty in the camp's Dirty Jobs program area. There you'll learn welding, metalworking, and how to do home repairs. Not only will you work on those merit badges, but you could also discover a new hobby, a career path. Climb on. Encircled by mountains, Lost Valley is a true wilderness camp. When you're in the mountains, you might be tempted to conquer one. At Lost Valley, you can, or at least scale a real rock wall. Climbers can choose between a rugged outdoor rock face or an indoor climbing wall. Game time. Every Tuesday night is game night. As party music plays, you can play cornhole, giant chess, and cub, a Swedish lawn game. There are also aquatics competitions, and later in the week, a Western-themed stage show and carnival, complete with sharpshooter events, roping contests, and root beer floats. Daytime temps often stay in the 80s, perfect for a horseback ride or ATV drive. Camp Rockefeller, Quapaw Area Council, location Damascus, Arkansas. Expand your knowledge. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And Camp Rockefeller covers it all in its air conditioning STEM complex. You can dive into learning about computers, 3D printing, robotics, and photography. The camp offers around 70 merit badges and about a dozen of those focusing on STEM fields. New experiences. Rockefeller strives to offer new, fun merit badges and activity options. The camp recently added an advanced shooting sports program in which you can fire black powder rifles and toss tomahawks. The camp will add a new zip line this year and an obstacle course next year. Fry it up. On Wednesdays, burgers are served during a dance party at the parade field where you can also play lawn games. On Fridays, eat some barbecue, and in exchange for participating in a small service project, grab some candy from the trading post and the camp staff will deep fry it for you. Scouts have fried up cookies, cream-filled sponge cakes, and more. Yum! Oliver's Great Big Universe presents A Guide to the Stars. There are over 10 sextillion stars in the known universe. That's almost more stars than the number of marshmallows your troop ate the last time you went camping. One of the biggest stars we know about is called E-Scuti. It's 1,700 times wider than our sun. E-Scuti. Our sun, wow. It's over 2.4 billion kilometers wide. If this star ever asked you to scooty over, you'd have to move a lot. A star's color depends on its temperature. It's the opposite of what you might expect. I'm hot, 25,000 degrees centigrade. 10,000 degrees centigrade, 6,000 degrees centigrade, and red, 3,000. Hotter stars are blue, and cooler stars are red. When some stars run out of fuel, they collapse, and they explode. This is called a supernova. It's sort of like when your little sister runs out of candy. They explode, too. I want candy! Don't worry, our sun isn't heavy enough to collapse and explode. Learn more in Jorge Cam's new book, Oliver's Great Big Universe. Scouting around, courtesy while camping. A scout is courteous and kind in all situations, including while at camp. Consider other campers on your next outing. Do your part to maintain the peace and beauty of the outdoors by following camping etiquette. Observe quiet hours during evenings and mornings. Shut off your lights late at night so others can sleep. Be careful where you point your flashlight so you don't accidentally shine it in someone's eyes. It's fun to play games around your campsite, but be mindful of where you go. It's considered rude to run through someone else's campsite without their permission. Respect others' personal space. On the trail, travel single file and step to the side for passing hikers. Some hikers bring their dogs. They're usually to be on a leash, but sometimes they're not. Don't approach a dog you don't know or reach your hand toward the animal. Speak to it calmly while you wait for it to pass for the owner or for the owner to arrive. Before heading home, clean your campsite. Pick up and throw away any trash. Future campers will appreciate arriving at a clean site, and removing litter discourages animals and insects from looking for food there. Aim to leave your campsite cleaner than you found it. dealing with dental damage. Feel but facts. Accidents happen. And if an accident knocks out one of your teeth, you want to act quickly. Teeth treated within 30 minutes of being knocked out have the best chance to be saved. If you lose a tooth, find it and pick it up by the crown, the top of the tooth, not the root. Gently rinse off any dirt with water and place the tooth back in its socket. Hold the tooth in place with your fingers or by gently biting down. This keeps the tooth moist, protecting its cells. If it can be placed back in its socket, hold it in your mouth next to your cheek or in a glass of milk. Milk contains proteins and sugars that also preserve the tooth's cells. See an endodontist or dentist as soon as possible. A tooth can be saved even an hour or more after it has been knocked out, but the odds of replanting it go down greatly as time passes. Now, how about ending with a little thinking grin from page 43? Peter, what did the scoutmaster say to the scout who earned their hiking merit badge? Daniel, no idea. Peter, you're going places. That's from Peter C. in Antioch, California. A puny book, Gardening by Ray King. That's from Emily T. in Santa Monica, California. Nathaniel, who does a good turn daily and floats in water? Kyle, I'm not sure. Nathaniel, a buoy scout. That's from Nathaniel N. in Staten Island, New York. Margaret, why did the bad paragraph get released after its trial? Ethan, I don't know. Why? Margaret, because it didn't have a proper sentence. That's from Margaret W. in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Leaf, knock, knock. Perrin, who's there? Leaf, repeat. Perrin, repeat who? Leaf, who? 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 That's from Leaf S. in Jasper, Indiana. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.